Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The world just experienced its hottest April on record, extending an 11-month streak in which each month was the hottest recorded month on record. The startling statistics are contained in the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service monthly bulletin. Its climate scientist is Julian Nicholas.
April this year was the warmest April on record globally. So considering the global average surface air temperature over the entire globe, that's the 11 month for which the temperature has been the warmest on record for the same month in all previous year for which we have data. So that's one of the longest streak of global temperature record that we've seen in recent decades.
Scientists have already confirmed climate change caused some specific weather extremes in April, including a heat wave in the Sahel region of Africa linked to potentially thousands of deaths. Heat waves also affected many Asian countries, with governments opting to close schools in the Philippines and Cambodia to protect student health, while heat also reached dangerous temperatures across India and Bangladesh.
The second finding is we are still, so the global average temperature is still above the 1.5 degree mark above pre-industrial level. So that's the symbolic target set by the Paris Agreement. So that's the 10th month in a row that we are at or above, slightly above this limit.
In the 12 months ending with April, the world's average temperature was the highest on record for a 12-month period at 1.61 degrees Celsius above the average in the 1850 to 1900 pre-industrial period. Greenhouse gas emissions from burning fossil fuels are the main cause of climate change. In recent months, the natural El Niño phenomenon, which warms the surface waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean, has also raised temperatures.
This is what's most puzzling, is that despite the end of the El Niño event, the global sea surface temperature remains so high. So I think in recent months, given all these records that we have seen tumbling in the past few months, I think many scientists have asked the question whether there could be a shift in the climate system. I think that's one of the questions that is keeping climate scientists busy at the moment, is trying to understand whether we fully understand the climate system, or if something has shifted, I think whether we have reached a possible tipping point.
Countries agreed the 1.5 degrees Celsius goal at a UN climate summit in 2015. It's the level scientists say would avoid the most disastrous consequences of warming, like fatal heat, flooding, and the irreversible loss of ecosystems. Technically, the 1.5 degree target has not yet been missed, as it refers to an average global temperature over decades. But some scientists have said the goal can no longer realistically be met and have urged governments to cut CO2 emissions faster to limit overshoot of the target. Two students from Drogheda have taken home a prestigious Air Grid Cleaner Climate Award following their success at the SciFest at College 2024 regional competition. Students from schools across Louth, Meath and Dublin came together with their second level student peers and teachers to compete in the STEM Fair, showcasing projects on a range of topics from health and chemistry to renewable energy. Representing St Mary's Diocesan School, fourth year students Matthias Shazman and Owen O'Gronje impressed judges with their scientific project entitled Compost Immersion, which investigated the natural heat in compost to substitute for a gas boiler or immersion to heat water. Finally, new research on attitudes to climate change has found people are most concerned about how their transport choices affect the climate. A study by the ESRI looked at the day-to-day choices of 1,200 adults and how they felt about their emissions. 1 in 4 say they want to drive less, while 15% believe using more public transport would help reduce their carbon footprint. These people say they are conscious of what choices they make.
I try and not fly. I try and take as many trains as I can.
It's by everybody playing their part. And no matter how small it is, it'll be an accumulation of an effort that will change.
I usually use a reusable coffee cup every day in college, and I bring my own tea bags.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.